it's time for the morning announcement.
Attention all students interested in participating in the 8th and 9th grade theater showcase. We will not be having our large group rehearsals this week. They will be held the week before the drama awards. If you are still interested in presenting a showcase piece, come see Madam Shen to set up a rehearsal plan.
There will be a spring football meeting for 8th and 9th graders on May 17th in the Valley View cafeteria from 7:45 to 8:15.
Anyone interested in joining the EHS bowling team is invited to an informational meeting on Wednesday, May 16th at 7 p.m. in the community room across from FIC Auditorium at Edina High School. The season begins in September and ends in November. If you are interested but unable to attend the meeting, please contact Mary Please at mplease@comcast.net or call 612-877-0935.
Service squad will meet this Friday at 7. Sixth grade orchestra students, don't forget, if you have class 7th period today, you are also having class 1st period. Again, all 6th grade 7th period orchestra students should go to the orchestra room immediately after advisory today.
Please have attention, Dare to Be Real student group members. This permission slip for your upcoming field trip is due by this Friday, May 11th. Please return your permission slips to Ms. Henke, Ms. Waters, or Ms. Brandt by Friday.
Ambassadors will meet this Friday at 7:05 in Ms. Dole's room.
And today is School Nurse Day, so please congratulate school nurses for their great work.
Are you interested in photography and/or design? Well then, the 2012-2013 yearbook staff is the place for you. Pick up a yearbook application in the front office and turn it in by June 1st.
Attention all 6th period 7th grade orchestra students. You have a combined rehearsal today. Please report to the orchestra room at the start of 5th period.
A scholarship fund has been established to honor the memory of Molly O'Boyle, who was the teacher of physical education at Valley View Middle School from 1968 to 1990. She was also a coach of several different sports in the women's athletic program. During her last 4 years at Valley View, Mrs. O'Boyle was a staff advisor for the student council. She was interested in developing leadership and athletic excellence in her students. Each year, 2 students from Valley View will receive a scholarship to attend a leadership or athletic camp of their choice during the summer, following the granting of the award. Award recipients will receive a certificate and $150 to be applied to the tuition to attend the camp. Any student at Valley View may be eligible for the award by completing the application available at Student Services and turning it into Student Services by Wednesday, May 16th. The winner will be announced at the Academic Recognition Programs on May 29th through 30th and June 1st. The applications will be judged on their merit by a committee of staff members and friends of Ms. O'Boyle according to the following criteria: leadership potential, participation in school activities, positive influence on peers, citizenship, description of how the camp experience will help the student.
And on this day in history, May 9th, 1754, the first newspaper political cartoon in America, Join or Die, showed a divided snake and was in the Pennsylvania Gazette. And this day in history is dedicated to Miss Olson and her extensive political cartoon wall.
Thank you, and have a great day!